we have a song by Eminem that's in Venom? Do we have Captain Marvel photos? And is Avengers 4 even done? Find out here on Marvel Movie News!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites. Welcome back. Ooh. Oh, yeah. We are in an early 2000s hip-hop song. It's happening. Perhaps a dated reference to a movie is being referenced in our background. So, this is episode 195. We were not here last week. The week before was pre-taped, so it's been some time, and it feels very good to be back. Like I said, this is 195. We are the Marvel Movie News. You can subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News. You can find us at youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. You can find us through Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or at Popcorn Talk. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Follow us, like us, and if you retweet a link whilst we're live, Ant-Manthony in the booth will retweet you.
Oh, it's good to be back and out of hibernation. I know ants don't hibernate, but this Ant-Man does.
But men do, so Ant-Man does. So much happened while we were away. We're going to focus on mainly this week's news, because a lot did pass, but this week is the big stuff, like Captain Marvel, everything else. But first, my guest for the day, the ever-lovely associate producer, and joining us on the show, Miss Ian.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. It's been so long that now we say our social media handles right now.
We do, yeah.
Yep. Making sure. Thank you. Yes, you guys can find me on all social media at AmyCassanderMTZ. I'm also in the chat, so join us there, too.
And first time guest.
Yeah, hello. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's Yaeltygiel.
It's even
Thank
on her
you.
Neck.
It is on my neck.
I'm so proud of that branding.
Thank you.
That's next level.
Thanks.
Full credit.
I'm honored to be here as an X-Men fan. This is where I belong. Don't tell DC movie news.
It's a safe zone. It's a safe space.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was just bragging about you guys, how our fans are some of the best on the internet. I do a lot of shows. I'm on a lot of networks. But Marvel Movie News fans are next level. They're kind. They're welcoming. They're awesome. Don't prove me wrong. So this week, we're going to go through all sorts of stuff. We also have a pretty cool loot crate we're going to dive into after the first story. And that first story, very important, Captain Marvel.
I am so stinking excited about this.
We finally have Captain Marvel photos. All of the years of waiting, all of the decades of hoping. Mm-hmm. Now it's real. What do you guys think overall, before we dive into them, about the Entertainment Weekly photos?
Well, see, I think it's funny because a lot of us, you know, we saw the tweet the day before with Brie Larson saying, hey, let's just, like, what did she say?
Break the internet.
Thank you. So, I don't know about you guys, but I was one of those people that was like, give us a trailer. I don't care if it's too soon. Right? And so then some people were like, calm down, guys. It's too soon. Well,
it's 6 months out. It's not too soon. It comes out in March. It's September. It's 6 months. It's like, a very reasonable teaser.
We want it.
And if you're
going to
break the internet, you break it with a trailer. Or that you're doing Wreck-It Ralph 2.
I'm super, of course, I'm super deluded. I was so excited that I was like, they moved the release date up. Not to like the day of, but I thought they were going to be like, by the way, we're going to break the internet. It now comes out in January. That's what I thought. Because I've heard rumors that they're moving the release date up of Avengers. So I thought maybe in kind, they're moving the release date up of Captain Marvel. Oh. So I was even more disappointed. I was like, I don't get a trailer or release date. I just get pictures. These are great pictures, but I wanted to see more about it.
Yeah. But I mean, with the pictures, they look amazing. And I think that it's lovely that it's our first official look. I mean, a lot of people were thinking like, oh, okay, it's going to look green. What in the world? Okay. But now we have official photos. So now we can freak out even more.
So starting to freak out, we have the cover, which I got to say, this is a beautiful testament to where we are as a society, as a culture. That is Captain Marvel, full fist power, just going at it. They aren't hiding anything. They're not tucking away the costume. They're not subduing the colors. That is full-blown Captain Marvel, and she's powering up. So I was excited to see her just, they're leaning in. They're not dancing around Captain Marvel. They're making it happen. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of this cover image?
I love it. I like that she is strong. I like that she, it's a good costume.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels right. It feels powerful. Mm-hmm. I know that I definitely was also very concerned about the previous photos with the green.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing all of these photos and how bright they are.
Yeah.
Like Lisa Frank bright. Like 1990s
Lisa
bright.
Lisa Frank!
Yeah.
Now there's the 90s cameo I want. Yeah. Now I want Lisa Frank to show up and have like crazy rainbow horses. Yes.
I mean, if they were going to do an origin story, I would love to see her in school with Lisa Frank, you know?
Yes, Breeze has got her binder.
Right.
Oh my gosh!
I got some internet back.
Yay!
Oh, so, by the way, apologies on being a little late today. Our internet was down, and that's why I'm on my phone. I'm not ignoring the show. I'm on the live chat here, so all apologies. What do you think of the cover?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's also fantastic for a lot of people that have never read the comics and that are kind of confused, like, oh, we have another Captain? Okay, cool. Like, we have Captain America. We have Captain Marvel. There's a lot of really wonderful, powerful superheroes out there. And I'm just glad that Brie Larson is right there, front and center.
Yep.
Just her, looking mm-hmm. like a total rock star.
So we've got some other images. What is our next one? We have another power pose. We see that it's set in the desert. I think, personally, this is her revisiting her Air Force roots. Mm-hmm. I think this is maybe where they're doing some jet fighting tests, and she goes back and visits. I think she's been in space for a long time. That's a lot to assume off a photo, but here I am.
You're making a lot of...
Just leaps of assumptions. By the way, act one in a single image.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's what I assume.
Yeah, I know some people were a little bit worried because it looks a little bit hard in some places where she couldn't be able to move. But as was the case with Wonder Woman, she was able to have multiple costumes because they have like a more flexible one, a harder one. They all look kind of the same, but they're different. So I'm sure that she has other ones for different, activities that she's doing. So,
well, every suit in a movie is going to have the stunt purpose, the show purpose.
Right.
There's you always have like 12 suits.
Yeah.
And that was the thing with the Kree suits is I think that's and that's even beyond like just the practical, tangible aspects of filmmaking. But the Kree suit I thought was an origin suit. And I thought it was like, this is her when she's fully formed. She leaves behind her Kree team, which we see in later photos. And this, I think, is her returning in full Captain Marvel mode. This mm-hmm. is like, we know it's not a traditional origin story, mm-hmm. but I think we'll get more origin aspects than people are assuming.
To counter your act one,
I
believe that is act five, where she returns.
Is this a show?
yep, that's where she comes back.
Act five. That's true. That's like, I never hear act fives because you're such a TV.
I'm a TV person.
It's true.
That's the end.
It was just revealed.
Anyway, that's where she comes back. At the end, not where she, like the reveal of Xavier being bald. You know what I mean? Like, that's the movie's ending.
Okay.
That's that picture.
Okay.
Interesting. All right. So, well, let's this moment, September, let's compare notes in March. I'm very curious which one takes place. Our next photo is of the full on Star Force. This is very exciting because we get, Ronan the Accuser, we get the Pursuer, we get a slight peek at Jude Law on the side there. We get the entire team. It is the Star Force. I didn't think they'd reveal this much so early.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very exciting to see Minerva. I think it's very exciting to see her leading a team. What do you guys think about the team image?
Yeah, well, someone in the chat, AZ Sin City Magic, said, I'm happy the Kree are back from Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, the first one. And I think it's great. I really love Gemma Chan. So to see her as Minerva is really cool. I'm really excited. And to see Ronan again. I mean, you can see him a little bit in the left.
And see Demon Hansu again.
Isn't that so cool?
I love Demon Hansu. And he's like, he was great in Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm glad he gets a bigger part. And now we can, thank you for the Zoom. Now we can actually see him. He, of course, played Karrath the Pursuer, which is a really fun, obscure character from the comics I didn't think we'd ever see, much less played by a great actor like Demon Hansu. Mm-hmm. So just this image shows the scope. We get a little flashback flavor. We know that it's set in the 90s. So mm-hmm. Ronan can still be alive.
Yeah, he looks good too.
He looks great.
He hasn't been through as much. Yeah.
All right, what do we got next? All right, we got Mr. Jude Law,
yes.
If that is his real name. And Brie Larson, I do believe that Jude Law is going to be the bad guy in the film. I think that's going to be the third act twist.
Oh.
I think she's going to betray the Kree and Brie Larson alike to keep giving plot ideas that I can't found. He is, of course, here framed in red. He's also standing Ronan in the last photo. I think he's the bad guy.
All right, ooh. Well, you heard it here first.
Lots of presumptions in September of a movie coming out in March from single images.
I really like where your head's at.
I tried to do a whole movie 6 months ahead.
It's great. This is what the story is. Because I feel like these pictures right now are not spoilery because we have no clue what's happening.
Right.
But I feel like once we get a trailer, these will turn out to have been very spoilery.
Right, that's why I'm saying it now, because we have nothing, so
right.
I can, like, take as much credit as, like, and then we'll see. It's always fun. Like, one of the best things about doing a show that's live and pre-recorded, like, when you go back, it's pre-recorded, it's live now, that's a contradiction, is you can see what you guessed right. Like, someone pointed out to me the other day, on episode 90, I said, oh, look at, what's his name? Michael Rooker. What's his character's name? Yondu. I'm like, oh, look at Yondu. Is Mary Poppins into frame? And it was a year to the day before Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 came out, and I called the Mary Poppins joke, and I never would have remembered that without a fan pointing it out, because they're rewatching it all. So, thank you very much, by the way. Yeah, like I said, they're the best.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say here and now, Jude Law, bad guy. He's with Ronan the Accuser.
Well, there you go. I agree. Yeah, I agree. I also really miss Jude Law. You know, I feel like we haven't seen him recently, so to see him...
He's going
to
be in the new Harry Potter
sequel
franchise. Yeah, he's
prequel franchise. What's it called? Fantastic Beasts.
Grindelwald.
Yeah, that one.
He's in the impossibly underrated King Arthur that I'm one of the one fans of. Excellent film.
The fan
of King Arthur. Yeah. And what do we got next? All right. Oh, and here we are, the money shot. One of the money shots. We know what the Skrulls look like. This, to me, and I've been on record, I said it on Clattered Heroes, is the only image that concerns me. What do you guys think of the Skrulls?
My roommate specifically told me I had to say on the air that he wants their ears bigger.
Okay.
I had to say it. That is how he feels. I do not feel one way or the other.
Fair enough. Amy?
I mean, it's cool. They're cool. I know Ben Mendelsohn is one of them. So
on the left there.
That the big one right there. I have a funny story with that. So I was at the carpet for The Darkest Hour about a year ago. Ben Mendelsohn was in it. It was a Churchill movie with Gary Oldman. And that was when the rumors were swirling about Ben Mendelsohn possibly being in Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And so I asked him. And he was like, oh, you know, it's very flattering, but no. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So then you just move on.
Yeah.
And so then when these were released, I was like, Ben Mendelsohn. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, yeah.
Check the tape.
Yeah. So I'm excited. What are your hesitations about
Okay. them? For me, now that I've heard your two pieces that are ears need to be bigger and Ben Mendelsohn excitement.
Yeah.
He looks like Piccolo. They look like Piccolo in that horrible Dragon Ball Z movie to me. Remember that really bad movie with the kid from Shameless? Justin Chatwin plays Goku. See, nobody even remembers
Dragon Ball Z Evolution.
Yes!
I like how you said it.
Yeah, that was a great Funimation intro. To me, he looks like Piccolo, and that wasn't like the best. Like, to me, it doesn't quite look like Skrull. It looks very close. I think that the color's a little off. And this is nitpicking. Marvel, thank you for everything you do. I have to fight to find a problem. I acknowledge that. But I can't be all rainbows and puppy dogs. I think that they're a little off. I wanted a little, like, a little more aggressive. I wanted the chins to be a little more... Like right?
That's exactly the same.
Also, to bring it full circle, played by John Marston.
Yes, played by James Marsden.
James Marsden.
James Marsden. Spike. Yeah.
Exactly.
Marsters or Marsden?
Marsden.
Wait, Marsters. James Marsters. You're
Marsters.
Right. Spike. Runaways, James Spike. Marsters, and Spike. So to me, it looks like that Piccolo, which is not my favorite. Oh. I would have gone a little bit bigger chin, more divots. I would have gone a little bit bolder of a green.
Would you have gone bigger ears?
I would have gone bigger ears as well. So let your roommate know we agree.
I think the complaint was the ears very look a lot like Chris Eccleston's in Thor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's that dark elf flavor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm excited. They definitely look like Skrulls. I'm not totally sold. Once again, costumes in motion look very different, and CGI augments look very different. I might eat my words. I hope I do. This is the first and only image I've seen that's been like, okay, B-. So, that said, I'm curious, because Skrulls are exciting, and Hawkeye's a Skrull. No, he's not. Hawkeye's not a Skrull.
Widow's a Skrull.
Black Widow's a Skrull. Yeah. Thank you! Black Widow's a Skrull, I maintain.
Seeing all these different races that we are getting to meet, the concern that I have, like with the Kree, for example, is that the S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing it one way and the films are doing it another way.
Yeah.
And they have made it clear that they are sharing a universe.
Right.
They want you to know. And yet they're like, oh, but we're not discussing things.
Right.
I hate that.
And like, we know that she's going to be half Kree, as she should be. Mm-hmm. She's part Kree. So how are they going to tie that into the version they have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Like, there's a lot of continuity that's just being built into a corner.
Yeah.
But continuity that isn't being built into a corner. Samuel Jackson, two eyes, eye patch origins.
And younger.
And yeah, and Jurassic Park era.
He looks amazing.
He looks great. Hold on to your butts. He looks fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, this is great. I really love that this is set in the 90s because, I mean, besides what we saw from, Spider-Man back in the day, we haven't been that far back in time.
Right.
It feels like. So, Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the Samuel L. Jackson. I'm looking forward to seeing Nick Fury turn into the commander that he is. I'm looking forward to, like, the ragtag team that we already love these characters. So seeing them in this young environment, plus all the 90s lore and, like, all that stuff, which one of our fan questions we'll get to, like, the 90s concepts. Yeah. But I just this first look at Samuel L. Jackson has me excited.
I'm really excited to see him as a part of S.H.I.E.L.D., not in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Because as someone who watches the show, I really love the idea that now they're, like, forcing backstory.
Yeah.
That they, now the show is like, great, now we got to work with that. Which is how I felt with Captain America, Winter Soldier. Yep. I was like, it was Winter Soldier. Where they're like, well, good luck. We just did this to you.
Figure it out.
Yeah. I love that. I like when the shows are messing with it.
Well, like, Breaking Bad was written into corners all the time, so it made the show better. Right. And I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can do the same.
Yeah.
Really quickly, do you guys notice that even, I mean, Samuel L. Jackson's fantastic, but look at his eyes. He just looks younger in his eyes. Do you guys, like,
oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah, there's certain, like, yeah.
Like, not innocence, but, like, he hasn't been through everything that he's been through.
Look at those eyes.
Just look at that.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
He's got two of them, both younger.
Exactly. Exactly.
We get the next photo of Anthony as we look longingly into Samuel Jackson's eyes. This is my favorite photo from the entire set because Lashana Lynch is amazing. She is a cool person. She would not reveal a peep as to who she was playing, and now we find out that she is playing Maria Rambeau, aka what I think is Monica Rambeau's mom. I think this being set in the 90s sets up for, she's half Cree, right? So when she ages, she's going to age like a different speed. So later on, she's friends with her friend Maria's daughter, Monica Rambeau, which I'm very excited about, and using Photon as her call name. Perfect setup for Spectrum. I love this shot. Also, Lashana Lynch is awesome. What do you guys think?
Well, I know a lot of people are super pumped about her. Markia on Twitter was like, ah! So I love that. And I think, yeah, I mean, this was one of the last pictures, you know, that were shared. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm pumped. I feel like I'm just saying the same thing over and over again. But, like, we can be pumped, excited, all of those awesome feelings. So,
A-plus yeah. image.
Yeah,
This is for me. And it gives us that Top Gun flavor that I want Captain Marvel to be. Yeah. I want to fly in through the danger zone, Marvel style. this, to me, is this is my favorite shot.
Yeah, I feel like there's so many questions. Each shot is just questions. And I'm like, can it be March already?
Right.
Yeah.
I, like, just want to know.
At least a trailer. Guys, give me a trailer.
Where's the trailer?
I think we'll get it within the week. I think before next Marvel movie news. While I'm just throwing out accusations.
Wow.
Before next week's show, trailer. Or teaser, more accurately. I think we'll get the first moving images. I think we'll get before next week.
We should get that.
It's going to be a teaser of just her standing there. It's going to be one of those.
And she'll power up and I'll be like, yeah!
And that's it. And I'm like, no!
I just want to see Coulson's mullet. That's all.
There were a lot of people in the chat discussing
oh, were they?
Young Coulson.
Oh, there, yep. Mimer Chef, I agree. I want that mullet. So this is being... Is that the last image or is there one more? Oh, there we are.
Oh.
This is the...
Yes.
More... Believe, this is Ryan. The director. Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck directed it together. They directed Half Nelson and Mississippi Grind, two very, very underappreciated films. Half Nelson is Ryan Gosling acting his eyeballs out. He's a teacher. It's a fantastic movie about addiction, and it's a really good message. Mississippi Grind has both Ben Mendelsohn and Mr. Deadpool himself, Ryan Reynolds. My bias is very apparent why I love that film. And I'm excited to see them handle a bigger scope film because they've done a very good job in indies. They're a great team. I'm excited to see them put this together, especially with the script work done by Meg LaFauve. I think that's how you say it, because Inside Out breaks my heart, as does Nicole Perlman's Guardians of the Galaxy. This whole team is brilliant. So yeah,
her being involved worries me, Meg.
Okay.
Because I don't want to cry.
Oh, you'll cry.
Yeah, I don't want to cry.
We're going to cry.
But I feel like I will.
Tears are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I'm also curious to see, you know, I feel like each Marvel movie has its own feeling. Like, obviously, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther. So to see what kind of vibe they bring, especially working in independent films, like, what is that going to be like?
I'm really curious. But, well, that's what they've done in Marvel a lot. Marvel has plucked people out of smaller films and then let them, like, run with this bigger thing. And it's a great... like resume. You instantly are like, I just did this thing. So I think it's a really smart move to let studios run that way.
Yeah.
So I think that is all of our images there. So now, and that comes out March 9th. March 9th, 2019, 6 months away. Release date did not move as much as I wanted to, as much as I willed it to.
I'll say March 9th is the perfect day.
Is it your birthday?
Yes, it is.
It was a twinkle in the eye. The perfect day. So this week,
this is the perfect day.
Loot Crate is sponsoring this show, and Loot Crate is so much fun because you don't know what you're getting in the box. So this has been sitting right next to me. I have been pondering. I have been wondering. I do know that this is an invasion theme Loot Crate, and there is a certain movie coming out in October that has an invasion. So I hope something might be involved in here. It makes that sound. Symbiote.
Oh gosh.
So we have not opened this yet. It is still sealed right there. Loot Crate, if you don't know them, they are a giant fandom company. They send you what is effectively $50 worth of awesome stuff for $20 a month. It is a surprise. You know the theme, you don't know what's in it, and everything in it is always awesome. That would add up to $50, but it's only $20 to subscribe. They are the foundation of monthly subscription services. I am a big fan. They have sold over 30 million crates. That is an absurd amount of crates. All over the freaking country. 30 million, that's nuts. So you're guaranteed a t-shirt and every crate. The rest is pretty much a mystery. They have 16 other crates from gaming to anime. What are some of your favorites?
Harry Potter!
There's a Harry Potter crate.
Yes, that is so exciting to me. And especially because, like, you know, we all have different kinds of fandoms. Mm. So they really appeal to that. And so it's just like a little birthday surprise for you every month. So it could be your birthday every month.
And you get a birthday present every month by doing this, which I agree is the boldest way to think about it, because then you get to open the mail and go, mine.
Exactly.
So before I open this, you should know whatever's in it, you only have until Wednesday, September 19th to order it at 6 p.m. at 6:01 on the 19th. No longer guaranteed. So you have until then, from this moment, you have 8 days, Wednesday of next week. You get the best prizes each month from the largest geek community and subscription company. So subscribe now through us by going to lootcrate.com/Marvel Movie News and enter the code Marvel Movie News, MARVELMOVIENEWS, I think is how you spell that. And you will save 15% off. 15% off. So lootcrate.com/Marvel Movie News.
Yay!
Okay, it's happening.
Oh, finally.
Live unboxing here on Marvel Movie News.
What do we got? What do we got? All right. I will let you do the honors instead of the opening.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We're going to start with a pop socket. Guys.
Oh, that's dope.
See? And it's so cool because it's all things nerdy. We've got Batman.
It's Batman. Crossover.
Okay. What's this? Oh, look. It's a Harley Quinn
notebook.
Ooh. That is so cool. That's very cool. My hand almost wasn't able to hold it. Did you see that? I was like, yeah. Oh!
I'm going to take everything out of your hands because I'm excited.
Oh my gosh. Look at this. It's Rick and Morty. What? What's in it? What is it? What is
it? Open it. Have a plastic butter knife.
Help me.
Okay. Safety.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
It says not a toy on the back.
This is hard. You definitely need two hands for this.
I can help out.
Okay.
Cool. You guys dive into that.
For you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm so excited.
It is just like
it feels like it's my birthday, but it's your birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Oh my, it's everyone's birthday. What the heck? What is this? What is this? Oh, geez.
It's Morty Monster Mayhem. Morty isn't exactly known for staying calm under pressure, but with a grandpa like Rick, who can blame him? Enjoy a regular day in the life of Morty with this figure inspired by promotional artwork from Rick and Morty's second season.
What? Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
That is really awesome.
Now, and then we have...
There is a guaranteed t-shirt. It is a size that does not fit me, so I believe this has been for you, so I'll let you unveil.
Okay, oh my gosh, what is it? Hey! Wait, I saw the little tag, so pretend I didn't see the tag.
I saw the tag, that's so
cool. Office Space, guys!
Oh, that's fantastic.
Look at that!
Oh, yeah!
Oh my gosh! Oh, look at that pop of color. Oh, it's a stapler! It's the stapler!
That's real good.
That's great. That's
and the last piece is probably my favorite, because I am a 90s cartoon kid. It's a Courage the Cowardly Dog pin.
That's so good. Cool.
Courage was fantastic. Hashtag loot pins. So, Loot Crate, thank you so much. And remember, $20 a month for $50 worth of glory, and even cheaper yet, because if you go to lootcrate.com/Marvel Movie News, you save 15%. So, deep dive, enjoy it. Get geeky. I'm going to put this down here for safety as we news along.
We have so much stuff.
There's so much on the desk. I was like, that'll go down there.
This is a good problem to have.
Oh, it's the best problem to have.
Yes.
So, moving into more news. Now, if you follow me on Twitter and Instagram, thank you. If you don't, why are you watching? I'm kidding. Spider-Man on PS4 has taken over my entire everything. It's taken over my Twitter. It's taken over my Instagram. It's taken over my life. I woke up at 6 a.m. today because I had a busy day that started at 8, so I could play for an hour. I slept 4 hours in order to play an hour of a game, and I stand by that choice. I was so excited. I got up 4 hours after I went to bed to be like, more! This game is... I haven't gamed since PS2. Mm-hmm. The last game I played was Ultimate Spider-Man, and that was before Iron Man came out. So I haven't played a game since the MCU has existed, and I'm that excited to be back. Wow. I spent $400 to buy the system and the game at once, and I regret nothing. I will, of course, eventually buy other games, but for now, yeah. A $400 game, I'm not even mad.
Yeah, these are memories that you're making.
Oh, the best memories. So hours.
Yes, exactly. And I know some people are a little bit hesitant because they'll see people playing. They're like, I don't know. But think of it like that. Like, these are memories that you're making with your fellow nerds. And you know.
And I feel like Spider-Man. You can't put a price on that.
Yes, right? He's part of our lives. And what better time to play a video game than when we can actually see a Spider-Man on screen, like the theaters and here.
You're going to see exactly. Animated live action in this game. Now, this game, for me, the animation, obviously gorgeous. The coolest thing for me is I'm not a gamer. It makes you feel like Spider-Man. It's intuitive. The buttons make sense. It guides you through it. I'm playing on the easiest mode ever because I haven't touched a controller in so long I couldn't possibly, but it makes me feel awesome, and that's what games are for. And I'm also not on my phone, I'm not checking Twitter, I'm actively playing and I'm engaged, so it's almost like meditative, because yeah. Everything the coolest thing about like doing what you love for a living is that you do what you love for a living. The mm-hmm. bad thing is everything becomes work, so any comic I read I'm like scrutinizing, any movie I watch I'm like
yeah.
So this is great because I can analyze it all I want, but I'm still invested, I'm in the game, I'm not thinking about the world. Spider-Man is meant to be a beautiful escapism about power and responsibility, and this game captures that. Mm-hmm. It feels like the character, the voice is honest to the character. Also, Yuri, the voice literally is fantastic. Yuri Lowenthal is the voice of Spider-Man, and I've known the guy for years, and it was so cool to see a friend become Spider-Man. Like, it was the weirdest thing to be scrolling through Facebook and be like, what? So Yuri, congrats, man. That's crazy. The game's amazing. It's perfect. Just swinging around is great. Fighting is great. The villains are fantastic. I am probably a third of the way in, and I've played for like 30 or 40 hours.
Oh my
god. Because I've passed on plans and or not slept. So the game is pretty great.
Yeah.
I've seen, you know, as people may know, I'm not coordinated and can't really play games. But I've seen a lot of the footage, and it really is beautiful. I was like, oh, am I watching a movie? Am I sitting down to watch this movie? Because it really does feel like, especially there was this scene earlier where he's fighting and everyone's wearing a mask. And I'm like, this could very much be a movie for all I know.
Yeah.
And then I also heard there's a really cool thing where you can walk around and talk to just people on the street.
Yeah.
And like take a selfie with them.
High five them.
And yes. If something's happening and they're in trouble, they'll start running away. Like they'll flee.
Oh yeah. If you land too quickly, they're like, bah! And they're like,
I'm telling you, it's like a movie. And then you also play games.
And it's also open world as hell. So you can do whatever you want. Like it's like Grand Theft Auto, like, and Arkham. You can just go wandering the city of New York, and it's New York. So you can find landmarks. You have to take pictures of landmarks. So if you're a New Yorker or like, you know, have been to New York, you'll recognize buildings and you take photos of them. You just swing around them.
May I request that somebody go and do an SVU tour?
That's perfect.
In Spider-Man.
That's amazing.
I would love to see that.
Motorola in the live chat says your girlfriend misses you, Koi. We talked about this. Ran into Motorola at the Schmodown, and hey. He asked my girlfriend if she'd see me, and she's like, no, Spider-Man came out. I love you, Sheena, but I'm very busy. I've been playing a Scarlet Spider, which is my favorite suit, as we know, with Marvel branding. You can play as there's 24, 26 different Spider-Man suits. I unlocked this one, and yeah, so that's a thing. So you can not only like play as however you want, there's so much going on at all times. It is... I think it's my favorite game I've ever played. I think it's the best thing. Like, it's such a great, easy access jump in. And I'm really stingy with money, and I spent $400. I'm not even mad. It's real good. So, yeah.
I mean, it's been so nice to really see the community come together. Like, the nerd / like gaming community come together.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Canaletti in the chat says, it's literally taken over my life since I got it. It sounds like a great reason, though.
It's
like,
so good.
Can I bring up the Easter egg?
Oh, yeah, there's Easter eggs galore. That one's dark.
So, some guy on Twitter asked them to put in a proposal to his girlfriend. It's there. It is very much
Find
in
it.
There. at least right now it is in there. I'm not sure if they're taking it out. But they broke up.
Yeah.
And so he didn't get to propose because she's with his brother.
Unfortunate.
But
also...
Yeah, someone... a guy actually took advantage of that opportunity and decided to propose to his girlfriend named
Maddie.
Maddie. So
congratulations to the one that worked out. We're happy for you. There's always a positive.
I think that's such a great Easter egg. I think if you're going to do something, that's a great, clever Easter egg.
It's so good.
Yeah.
The game's fantastic. So if you were on the fence about playing it, especially if you already own a PS4, if you don't, then make the leap. I did. It would be great. I got the Spider-Man PS4 edition. So I got the red PS4 that has a big white spider on it. Everything is Spider-Man in custom. It is amazing. Oh, happiest little nerd. I cannot wait to go home, finish Iron Fist, and play the rest of the game. I have one episode left of Iron Fist. I usually tear through it, but the game keeps calling to me. So I've been like back and forth. Like this weekend I had the Schmodown watching Iron Fist and Spider-Man as work. So the whole weekend I was like, man, what have I done to get to this point in my life? I've failed. And it's so my birthday next weekend, and the last week of my 20s is Spider-Man, Iron Fist, and stuff. It's been pretty cool. So thank you, Universe, for Marvel coming this way. That's the system I got. It is a perfect thing. Anthony's pulling that up. Is there anything about the game you want to discuss before we move along?
No, I mean, hey, I might want to play now.
I think you should.
I don't have a PS4.
I didn't either. There's Avengers.
So we're going to Koi's house.
I got a PS4. Avengers Towers in it. Sanctum Sanctorum's in it. People were writing stuff that I forgot to mention. Instead of the Wall Street Bull, Lockjaw's the Wall Street Bull because there was a lawsuit. They wouldn't let him use the Wall Street Bull, so they used Lockjaw, which is the best way to make lemonade out of lemons. There's so much goodness, and the game is the Easter eggs are crazy. There's like, I heard there's a Grand Theft Auto scene where if you swing by a building in the window, a bunch of Grand Theft Auto characters hanging out in one of the hundreds of thousands of windows in New York City. Like, they went there with this game. Is real good.
I also saw that they have the firehouse from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop. All they're missing is a dead body from SVU.
I mean, knows? Yeah. Who knows? Shiny Diver, The Last of Us is also on my list. I will be checking that out now that I've become a gamer in the biggest way, waking up early like a fool. I love the game. I highly recommend it. I can't review it higher than I spent lots of money and have no regrets. It is an A+. It is Spider-Man. When I beat it, maybe next week we'll do like spoilers because there's a twist that I didn't expect. The game is a twist. At one point I was playing and like this thing happened I didn't expect and all of a sudden... I don't want to reveal it. Next week I will.
I told you it's a movie.
It's insane. It is a movie. It's so good. So check out Spider-Man PS4. And if you're playing, tweet me your snapshots. All those photos that are floating around. I'd love to see them. So let's do this together, internet. In the next bit of news, Venom. Venom. Good sir, Aunt Anthony. Might we drop that Venom beat?
Can't believe we're going to listen to this here.
So... there it is.
Oh, you guys were right.
Oh, yeah, this is exactly what it is. Yes. We've been singing this the whole time. So, Eminem.
I'm so happy right now.
Eminem drops Symbiote. He mentions Mitochondrial. He mentions Eddie Brock in the song. The last verse is so good. He literally, I will paraphrase says... I was your childhood, basically, and I was the thing that corrupted you, so you guys are Eddie Brock, and I'm the suit. I'm Venom. And I'm like, what? Like, I love that he's such a nerd that he parallels his bad influence into being a symbiote and actually does it correctly. Mm-hmm. He's a ride or die comic fan. Like, Eminem's been in issues with Punisher. Eminem is... almost every single album has a reference to a comic. He's a diehard comic nerd, so... I shouldn't have been surprised, but this is like a Will Smith 90s movie thing where they're like, wiki wiki, like what? Yeah. There's a rap song to go with the movie I'm excited about?
Yeah.
And it's canon and has lyrics? What did you think the first time you heard it?
Well, I lost it. Mm-hmm. I lost all of it. It was amazing. Yeah, I wasn't expecting him to have a song for Venom. And it kind of reminds me, okay, think about it in a different way. So was it Sam Smith that did... No, Adele did Skyfall. Mm-hmm. Sam Smith did another one. So, like, having the title of the movie as part of the song can sometimes be a little bit tricky. Mm-hmm. But the way that he says Venom is so good. Like, I love it. And I love how Eminem-y it sounds, but also tells a story.
Venom. I'm not big on the hook, except for it's impossibly catchy. Like, the chorus, the chorus isn't... good in a hip-hop analytical sense. I would love to do like a hip-hop show, but that's not a thing I can do. But like, I love hip-hop, I love rap, I love the way he plays with language. The album is arguably one of his best albums in my opinion. The first three tracks are next level. So it's not like in the rap sense a great song, but it's so fun. And it's ridiculous so, that it exists.
Well, and when we were singing it to you earlier, we're like, yeah, the venom. And you were like, okay.
It gets
you
guys stuck are in weird,
no, but it's true.
It's, I'll say this. I was not sure what to expect. I was a fan of Eminem back way back in the day when he was, you know, just offensive and trying to be controversial. I liked that crap that he made. And so to hear his music now, I was like, well, I'll check it out later.
Yeah.
But to hear that he was like, I want you to realize that I am a nerd. In case you missed it, this is what you need to know.
He says symbiote better than they do in the first trailer for Venom. Like, it's he gets it. He's one of us.
I love it.
So I am a big fan. I also love the MGK beef. And Eon 001 said MGK to play Carnage. Yes, that's great. Fantastic. Also, someone mentioned earlier, all apologies, I missed the name, Spider Cop in the game is amazing. There is a thing where Spider-Man, because of his sense of humor, when he's talking to one of the cops, goes like, Spider Cop on the scene, and does like a low cop voice, and he makes all these amazing puns about being Spider Cop. The game's so good. So thank you for reminding me about Spider Cop. That is a highlight of the game. So check out the Venom song, check out that entire album. If you were easily offended, I'm sorry, life sounds hard. The next thing I want to go into is Black Panther.
Yes!
Yes!
Now, the popular Oscar was a silly, silly idea that did not take. Because for me, my biggest problem with the popular Oscar was it basically said that movies that won weren't popular, or it was implying that they needed to have like a lighter, fluffier award. Like, it just, yeah, they needed to have a better PR campaign, and your entire job is to be PR. Like, we give out awards. It's a PR move. Right. Why are the PRs for the Oscars so bad?
It felt very much like they went, look, we think only artsy movies are allowed to win Best Picture.
Yeah, it's a bold, bad thing to say.
Which, yes, we see that that is how you vote.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say that out loud. You know what I mean? Like, there are things that people... You don't say that. You
just can't say
you,
it.
Like, you can believe that only the artsy movies should win. But you keep that to yourself.
Yeah, it's a weird, like, staple. It's a weird thing to, like, land on.
Right.
I also feel like they didn't really think it through. Mm. Like, when they announced it, people were like, are you serious? Really? And then the way it ended, they're like, you know, we're just going to think about it. Like, it's
maybe next year. Maybe, yeah, maybe we'll sort it out.
You should have sorted it out before. What were you thinking?
Do you think that Black Panther has a... I mean, I'm biased. We're all biased here.
Yeah, we are.
Best picture.
To get nominated, first of all?
Yeah.
Yes, let's be positive.
Okay,
yes.
I think you can get nominated now.
A nomination,
I think them taking out that category gives it a good chance, because it should. It's so incredible. What do you think?
I think there's been a weird, you know, thing with the Oscars where they're like, you know what? Superhero movies are stepping up and doing more than just being a like cartoony superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, we don't want that. But this movie did great things and told a great story. You know, it was beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
It had interesting characters. It had all the hallmarks of a movie that should be nominated. But because it's superhero, they're like, I'm not sure.
I would love for them to see it that way. I'd love for them to be able to approach it as a film, because I truly believe we've optimistically, with our big superhero blinders on, gone like, this movie deserves an Oscar! And it not been true.
I mean, Logan...
Black Panther...
was a good example.
Logan could have been.
Everyone
well.
Said Logan was a great film.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a great superhero film.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And the fact that no one saw that in terms of the Oscars, like... really, really bummed me out. And so I hope that they can look at that and see, okay, this is also a great film.
Correct.
It happens to also be about...
dudes and tights and ladies with science.
I mean, the cat suit.
Yeah.
Well, see, and it's also, I mean, they should take the numbers into account. Like, if it's not a good movie, people are not going to want to tell their friends about it. But it was number one for quite some time. It stayed in the theaters. It broke so many records. Mm-hmm. And I want you guys to just look at that image, because
I found it.
It was
good.
Fantastic.
Oh, I love that so much.
I mean.
Thank you for that. That's beautiful. Welcome. That's Oscar gold, that is.
The thing that I've been saying for a few years to myself and on Twitter is that I think what the category Oscars needs to bring up is most creative film. Mm-hmm. I think that's something where, like, a film that does something different and interesting should go, and not be like, well, this movie did something different and interesting and therefore is Best Picture.
Well, when they expanded to 10 Best Picture nominees, they should really take into account movies that are popular and not call them popular. So I agree. If you do a bold choice, there mm-hmm. are 10 slots there. Mm-hmm. Don't give it to the next biopic about this thing that we... It's great. I love biopics. Yeah. I'm not discounting biopics, and I think they're fantastic. We've had very similar films win very often. Mm-hmm. I would like to see a bold choice. At least nominate. At least give it the nom. At least... Because that'll be a stamp of approval for people that would never watch it to get a chance to experience the glory that is Black Panther. Because mm-hmm. all the like snooty people like, I only watch Oscar films, like those people exist. Let them expand their horizons.
Yeah, well, and I feel so this past Oscar season I watched, I think it was like 50 out of the 54 nominated films, including the short films. And
good for you.
It was hard, thank you. It was really hard, but yeah, it expanded like my horizons a lot, and I right. wouldn't have seen those movies had they not been nominated.
There is something to the nomination yes. that gets people to see it, and it gets yes. it back in theaters, it exposes it to an audience. So I would like that to be the situation with Black Panther. Mm-hmm. So I hope it gets nominated. I'd like Michael B. Jordan, Ruthie Carter, Best Picture, and Chadwick Boseman. That's the dream. I'd love if Shuri got Best Supporting. I don't know if that's as a thing. Yeah. She was fantastic. But I really think that Ruthie Carter has a very good chance, and Michael B. Jordan was next level. Mm-hmm. So we are going to move quickly into Kevin Feige's interview with the EW. He was talking about the LGBTQ community with the playlist. He was asked, when are we getting a gay, bi, LGBTQ out character in the MCU? Is it even in the works? He said, yes. When asked if their characters you've already seen or characters who will be new to the storyline, he replied, both. Both ones you've seen and ones you haven't seen. They were tight-lipped about anything else. In the latest film, Ant-Man and the Wasp has been criticized for being set in San Fran, not including any of those characters. But we do know that Tessa Thompson and Valkyrie, bi. They cut the scene, which I disagree with, but that is, she's a bi character in canon, and that in the moment where she lost her love would have been much more powerful had they kept the moment that it was her love and not just another Valkyrie. It's neither here nor there. It's in the past. Can't change it. I do think they've learned that lesson. What do you guys think?
Oh, I think that they definitely need to stop pulling the after the movie going, also, that character was queer. Oh, you may have missed this because we didn't put it in.
Pulling a Gandalf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's...
Didn't J.K. Rowling announce, like, way after?
Dumbledore.
Oh, thank you, Gandalf. J.K. Rowling,
did
writer.
You see my face?
I did. I was like, what did I say wrong? I looked at you because I was making a Harry Potter reference. Then I said the wrong franchise. Yeah. J.K. Rowling's Gandalf.
Okay.
Check the tape.
But yes, so exactly. Let's stop doing that. Let's stop pulling a Dumbledore.
Yes.
And just let them be. And I agree, as someone who... grew up in the San Francisco area, lived in San Francisco, it's kind of astounding that they're, like, at least a store clerk, like, somebody. what San Francisco are you in?
Yeah, it was right there, and it was an option, and it was a sequel, and they said it in this very...
Like, just drive through the Castro, call it a day. You know what I mean?
Give us that.
Like, there are literally rainbow flags everywhere. Bare minimum.
Mimer Jeff is saying, oh no, going, yeah, oh no, I'm still broken, I'm still very sorry. I did that meme where it's like a picture of Picard and it says a Harry Potter quote, and then yes. it says, like, I did that out loud, and I apologize.
You're only a man.
Everyone makes mistakes. I slept 3-4 hours to play Spider-Man. I'm a little broken.
All right. That's the reason. Yep.
Gandalf, Harry Potter's mentor. So before we wrap it up, Mark Ruffalo has said, and this is very interesting, that they haven't decided the ending for Avengers 4 yet, that it is still in the process. Their scheduled reshoots are happening right now. And he said, quote, we don't even know what it's going to be yet. We're not just doing reshoots. We're going to finish the movie, which we really didn't get to finish when we left it last year. I don't even know that the Russos really know exactly. Some of it's happening while we're there. It's pretty amazing. And we'll shoot some stuff and a few days later come back and reshoot it because we want to take it another direction. It's a very living organism. Even as we approach it being a locked picture, we're still working on it. That is fascinating. I have full and total faith in the Russos, the writers, everyone involved. If any other team said this, I would go, what? But since they're saying it, the idea of an organic film has me so excited. What do you guys think about that quote?
I definitely feel like the right thing to do for them, as a filmmaker, not at all. My thought is... shoot a bunch of options, right? Like, here are all the ideas of how it could end. Shoot all of them. And then when you put it together, see what feels right.
And surprise everyone.
To Disney money. They're just like, you know what? It's got an $800 billion budget. We're going to shoot it 92 times.
Right? Like, come up with seven ways it could end. Shoot seven different endings. I mean, shows do that all the time where they shoot different endings.
For Tom Holland alone. So he can't reveal what the ending is.
Yeah. Oh.
Show Tom Holland the other six.
Don't let it be there. You know what I mean? Like, he should finish his stuff before they finish the movie and then send him away so he doesn't know.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
I think they might have, actually, because we haven't heard anything new.
Yeah.
What do you think about the grab bag?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm ready for it. I'm also wondering if they have a few options in their mind. I mean, the actors themselves. They're like, well, what's going to happen to me? Huh, I don't know. Well, what do you guys think about this? This is what I think. You know what I mean?
Well, it is organic. Yeah. It's based off such a rich history.
Exactly. There's so many ways it could go. I mean, I feel like we all maybe have our ideas of how it might end.
I would also love a 5-hour cut. I would also love a cut where we see so many different options where we can have build this movie.
The 92 different
exactly.
I said seven.
Okay. 92. So
that would be 92. Also, this isn't what I'm claiming, but it'd be really funny if they just told Mark Ruffalo they weren't done, so he couldn't spoil it.
That's not it's a quote idea.
From Mark Ruffalo. Only like, him. So they just have Mark on set like reshooting stuff. Everybody else is wrapped. They're like, we got to film the rest of the movie. Also, it's a joke. It's not what I think is really happening. Funny idea, though.
But I think that the big question that I'm waiting for is when they reveal that the name is Avengers 4 Infinity War 2.
We've all been theorizing. We're like, really?
It's going to be Infinity War Part 2.
I think it's going to be a total surprise. I think it's going to be New Avengers. I think it's going to be Secret Warriors. I think it's going to be Secret Wars. I think it's going to be crazy.
Part 2.
Part 2. No.
It ended and I went, okay, can't wait for Part 2.
You heard it here first. It's called Infinity War Part 2.
Yep.
Now we got to briefly dive into TV time. We've only got a few minutes left. Yes. We had to push the show to 3 because of my crazy schedule. I apologize. That means we can't go over. So TV time. We have a song that will be played next week because we're running out of time.
Yay! I thought we were going to have to do it a cappella.
I mean, we almost did. We have a very quick teaser to show you guys, a Daredevil teaser. We're going to play real quick. We have very limited time, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so short.
Yeah, blissfully for this moment. So, it is just as dark as it is in this view, because this is the darkest teaser I think I've ever seen. It is
literally
the silhouette of Daredevil, and it is him talking. He's very gravelly.
You can see his mouth, usually.
He's in the black suit, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So, he's talking to a priest.
Yeah.
He is...
He may be talking to himself in a confessional.
We don't even know.
Oh, that's true.
It'd be funny. The teaser is that, and it is going to be a very dark season. It is going to be very intense.
Yeah.
We have to talk over it legally. I wasn't just being a dick. I'm more excited for this than I have been for any other season, I think. I think season 3 of Daredevil was the peak hype for me. Because I expected a lot of Punisher, got better than I expected, but Daredevil season 1 and 2 were so consistent that 3's level of... Does that make sense?
True.
Yeah.
True.
I'm very excited to see where this goes. I like the idea of him going dark. I like that. I think that's going to be a good move.
Because that character's so dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I think Netflix just keeps stepping it up, and I know some people were like, Jessica Jones was pretty good, meh. No, I thought it was really good. I really liked it. And since then, I feel like
everything's just escalated.
Right? Mm-hmm. Every single one. Even Iron Fist.
And Iron Fist season 2, which is what we're going to tangent into right now. We'll talk more Daredevil. We're just running out of time. Daredevil looks great. Iron Fist. No spoilers, just tone talks, because we are out of time. And it's only been 3 days. I don't like shows that immediately, as soon as they're done watching, ruin it for others. So spoiler free, Iron Fist is leaps and bounds above the first season for me. I enjoyed the first season more than some, so it wasn't a total F. It just wasn't as good as the rest of the shows. This one is great. It is fun. It feels like Danny Rand. They know the strengths of the show, so certain characters get a lot more time to shine. Certain characters from other series get introduced and are brought because they know the strengths of the show. Once again, we're staying spoiler free. Certain dragon daughters might be involved. What do you think of the show so far?
Yeah, I think it's great. They found the right tone. Mm-hmm. They found their groove, and Danny's like chill but mature about it and not like weird. He's just so much better. And I know some people were super hesitant, but give it a try because it's so much better. Have faith in it.
They let him learn to fight and it shows. Yeah. The martial arts are great. It has the coordinator, I believe, from Black Panther, the fight team. So that's one of the reasons it looks so good. It is a very taught show. It feels like a kung fu show. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of kung fu elements. Kun Lun is a lot more featured. Mm-hmm. Davos is a spectacular villain. Another character, I'm not going to reveal it. She's fantastic. We'll talk about full spoilers next week. Watch the show so we can reveal spoilers next week.
And it's only 10 episodes.
So, and to slightly name drop, I ran into Finn at Comic-Con and then back in LA the week, 2 days before I left for Ireland, I ran into Finn and we caught up. And Finn cares so much about the character of Iron Fist and loves that he's training and he's working really hard. Finn is Iron Fist, so give the show a chance. 10 episodes, check it out. And I'm Clayder here. Tomorrow I'll be talking to the showrunner, so I'll talk more about Iron Fist over there. Quick shout outs and then we are done. Shout outs to Steam DMs at Marvel Kinks, Max Russell at Max Russell 66, Robin Beer at Beer underscore Robin, Manuel Fernandez at Secret Manu, Big G at Big G 1995, Erica Versace at Taurus Brusque, Jamie Outridge at Outridge Jamie, Shin Kicker at Shin Kicker, JJ Lang at JJ Lang, tweeted Chester Brown at Chester Eugene, Brian Young at The Turtle Dork, Sellers at CX Sellers, and a very happy birthday to Daniel Drew, turned 28 on Sunday. Happy birthday, Daniel Drew, and Cole Canaletti turns an age I missed in his live chat, but happy birthday, Cole Canaletti, next week. So, Daniel Drew, past tense, happy birthday. Future Cole Canaletti, happy birthday. We'll do questions next week because we only have 7 seconds left. But where can they find you on the internet?
I'm everywhere at YellTygoBy@YellTYGIEL.
I'm everywhere on all social media. I just said the same thing. Amy Cassandra, MTZ.
And I'm everywhere at CLYJANDREAU here and on Collider Heroes. And I love you guys so much. Gonna be back.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.